predecessor.
We'll call the Conference Committee on the Operating Budget and the Mental Health Budget to order. Present today, Senator Stedman, Senator Thomas, Representative Hawker, Representative Stolz, and Representative Guerra. Today's agenda, we have open items on HB 300 and HB 302. Decisions will be based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier. The first item open before the committee is the language section. Members, please refer to page 6 of the documents dated April 15th with the footnote FY11 CC open language motions. Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the document labeled FY11 Conference Committee Operating Language Motions. And that would be the by the lower left-hand notation on that document. It's a six-page document. Items 1 through 8, the Senate. Items 9 and 10, the House. Item 11, the Senate, with the addition of language, and referencing that is to the operating bill, HB 300, referring to three recent bargaining agreements and the funding associated with those agreements. Those agreements are subsection 8, Alaska Public Employees Association for the confidential unit, subsection 9, Alaska Public Employees Association for the supervisory unit, and subsection 10, the Alaska State Employees Association for the general government unit. This motion accepting additional subsections 8, 9, and 10 includes the addition of transactions that provide funding to implement the agreements. Those transactions affect multiple associations, those transactions affect multiple allocations in multiple agencies and are summarized in the attached report dated April 15, 2010. Item 12, the Senate. Item 13, the Senate, with the addition of language, this is to the mental health bill, HB 302, referring to three recent bargaining agreements and the funding associated with those agreements. Those agreements are subsection 8, Alaska Public Employees Association for the confidential unit, subsection 9, Alaska Public Employees Association for the supervisory unit, subsection 10, Alaska State Employees Association for the general government unit. This motion accepting additional subsections 8, 9, and 10 includes the addition of transactions that provide funding to implement the agreements. Those transactions affect multiple allocations in multiple agencies and are summarized in the attached report dated April 15, 2010.
Is there discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chair, I apologize.
Gar.
Did you say, did you mention item number 8 in the language section? And what did you say was selected?
1 through 8 was the Senate.
In the initial part of this motion, items 1 through 8 were the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion? Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, so ordered. This resolves the differences in the language items. We will now address those agencies that have no items and the domestic violence or oil and gas motion sheets. We will address those two items other than the items that have been resolved. In the Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development, Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budget. Item 2, the Senate. Item 3, the Senate. And item 4, the Senate.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, so ordered. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development, the Department of Education and Early Development. Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, the committee adopted the Senate version of item 3 on April 12, and I move that the committee adopt the following addition to item 3 in the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. This would be adopting language. It is the intent of the legislature that up to $7 million of the amount appropriated from the Public School Trust Fund, AS37.14.110, for public school programs may be used to address issues raised in Moore versus Alaska. That is case number 3AN-04-9756CI. Those issues include curriculum design, professional training and retention, pre-kindergarten and other intensive early learning, and remediation plans for individual students. Affected school districts include the Yupik, Lower Yukon, Yukon Flats, Yukon Koyukuk, and Northwest Arctic.
Are there objections to any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Department of Health and Social Services, Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. On item 40, Senate minus 50,000, with the remaining 200,000 appearing as an OTI.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. In the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Representative Hawker.
Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Item 1, the Senate. Item 4, the House. Item 12, the Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. We will now turn to the domestic violence and sexual assault motion sheet. Motions on this sheet affect various agencies as indicated on the motion sheet. Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following for the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Initiative, items 1 through 10, the House.
Are there objections to that motion? This action, hearing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Education and Early Development, Health and Social Services, and Public Safety. We will now turn to the oil and gas motion sheet. Motions on this sheet affect various agencies as indicated on that motion sheet. Representative Hawker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following items in the oil and gas motion sheet. Items 1 and 2, the Senate. Item 3 will remain open. Item 4, the Senate. Item 5, the Senate minus 150. Item 6, the Senate. Item 7, the Senate minus 100. Item 8, the Senate. Item 9, the Senate minus 50. Item 10, the Senate. And item 11 will remain open.
Do I hear any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Law and Natural Resources. Items 3 and 11 will remain open. Those items are in the Office of the Governor and the Department of Revenue, respectively. Our next meeting will come later on in the week to address those two items and any fiscal notes that we may have as legislation is being passed by both bodies. Are there any other items to come before the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned.